Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Alston, Massachusetts. And you can also get in contact with our program through CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, it is Thursday, and it is time for, as we know, hearing from the Daughters of St. Paul. And I'm going to do kind of a look back. This is something, especially in light of what we've been through in the past several weeks, this is a look at a book about dealing with many difficulties.
Hey folks, this is Sister Helena Burns from the Daughters of St. Paul in Jamaica Plain. Welcome. I'm here with Sister Julia Mary, the book nun, known as the book nun. And she's very excited to tell you about a book. It's not a new book, but it's a revised version of a best-selling book by one of our own sisters, Sister Catherine James Herms, who has an incredible story. And this book has helped so many people. It's called Surviving Depression, A Catholic Approach. Sister Catherine James, as a young sister, she was 23 years old, had a terrible stroke. And she had to recover, learn how to walk and talk and everything again. And she did so beautifully. But it also brought on things like depression, medically, physically depression, as well as existential depression about her condition. And people find that very surprising. Oh, they don't think that nuns get depressed or like, you know, we're not subject to what everyone else is subject to. And yet we are. You know, this is life. This is real life. So everything that she learned through prayer and good therapy and things, she's put into this wonderful book called Surviving Depression. So Sister Julia Mary is going to tell us why she loves this book.
There's a lot of reasons, but let's just start. Sister Catherine asked me if I could take a look at her new edition of Surviving Depression. It's a beautiful cover. Even the cover itself speaks to that whole sense of depression not being the end of everything, you know, that there's a light there. Anyhow, you'd have to get the cover. It's very hard for me to describe it, but I said, okay, I'll read the book. I don't tend to be a depressed person, so I don't know what exactly I would get out of it. So I took it to chapel and I read it, and my first read through, I have rainbow tabs on the side and on the top. So, and that's just a quick read through. And then as I'm reading, I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe I am slightly depressed at times. You know, all of us, even if we're a happy-go-lucky type, even if we don't generally suffer from depression, depending on the circumstances, and especially if it's a stressful circumstance like what we're living through now, it can bring on certain aspects of depression. And I think what I found very helpful in the book is it's not, you know, like some books you open up and it's page-to-page script. It's just all writing, and you don't even know where your eye can land. But she has bullet points, and she has, you know, prayers and explanations. And I found myself identifying with a lot of the things she was saying in the book. And that's hence all the colored tabs. It's because I want to go back to it a second time and then, you know, on my own and really see, you know, with a highlighter what I can get from it.
Now, Sister Catherine Herms, H-E-R-M-E-S, the author, is also a spiritual director now. So did you find that there was some tips in there, like from the point of view of spiritual direction?
Oh, yes. Actually, I think Sister Catherine brings out the point that, you know, a lot of us, if we suffer from depression, we'll go looking for a therapist, okay? But the greatest healer is Jesus himself. And so she incorporates, along with, you know, like just what can be considered therapy, with our own spirituality, our own Catholic faith. And one in particular, I tapped it because I said, this is just too good to pass up. It's that the chapter is called I'm Going Crazy. I said, I could tab that one. There's moments when I feel like it. But the very neat thing about it is she has a Stations of the Cross for when you feel like that. So it's like, it's not just saying, okay, these are the symptoms, these are what you look out for if you think you're depressed, but this is what you can do. You know, these are the prayers you can say. These are the meditations you can make. It's very helpful. I found it to be very helpful.
Because ultimately, we tend to think of suffering sometimes as Catholics or whatever as something more physical, like, oh, I have pain. But wow, you know, emotional and mental suffering is just as bad, if not worse. And sometimes we feel ashamed. You know, we talk about that stigma attached to being depressed or having anxiety or all these things that people have today in great quantity, and even young people. You know, ours was called the age of anxiety and all of that. So I think it's really hope. Just that alone is hopeful, to tell people, you know, you're not alone. And there's nothing wrong with you, in the sense like you call this upon yourself, or your suffering is worse or better or less important or something more to be ashamed of than anyone else's. It doesn't really matter what our cross is. It doesn't matter what type of suffering we have, because there's this mystery to suffering, right? Like, Jesus chose suffering to redeem the world. He could have redeemed the world any way he wanted, but God sometimes leads us through this mystery of suffering. So the book we're reviewing here is called Surviving Depression, A Catholic Approach, by Sister Catherine James Herms, a daughter of St. Paul. And you can get this book by going online to paulinestore.com. Pauline is spelt like the girl's name, Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E, paulinestore.com. Or you can call 617-850-5584. But you have to do this. We're going to be like an infomercial. You have to do this right away in the next 24 hours. No kidding. And the book is only $12 right now. Free shipping if you order, I guess, three of them, because that would be over $30. $12 for the book Surviving Depression at paulinestore.com or 617-850-5584. What else would you say about this book? Would you say this would be good for, like, a teenager who's suffering from anxiety or depression?
I would say so, because the fact that it's little snippets, you know, it's I think teens are so used to social media and to, like, just blurbs, nothing, like, long, drawn out. That's what Sister's doing here. Like, for instance, she'll say... one of them, the chapter, I Just Want to Feel Better. And it has a page that's strategies for raising your self-esteem. And it's just one-liners all the way down the page, like bullet points. You know, believe others who affirm your worth. Know that mental illness is no cause for shame. Celebrate your accomplishments. Be content with less than perfection. It's got great things. And I said, well, you know, even if you don't suffer from depression, this is like healthy living. So it's like, it's good for anybody. It really is. That's why I'm going to keep the book.
and I think depression can cover even something like, like isolation, loneliness. I mean, that can be a form of depression, or low self-esteem, you know, all of these things. Or sometimes somebody called me up one time and they ordered this book from one of our Catholic bookstores, the Pauline Book and Media Centers. And they said, you know what causes me depression is frustration. I am so frustrated in my life. I'm so frustrated at my job. I have frustration in my relationships.
It's true.
And sometimes life can just be a bummer, you know? And you know, we think as religious people, as Christians, we're supposed to be happy-go-lucky all the time. And yeah, we have that deep joy that Jesus talked about that no one can take from us. But we are immune to everything that everyone else is immune to. Even though we have this overarching, overriding knowledge that this is not all there is, this life is not all there is, you know, there's the resurrection of the body, there is heaven that awaits us, and life is actually very short. Our human life is very short, so we have to take up our cross, like Jesus said, and maybe your cross is that cross of depression, some form of depression.
It's true. I think one of the, you know, it has people giving their examples of how they suffered depression, and that was one of them. It's like once this lady realized that she could unite her suffering with that of Jesus, it was somehow easier. The whole idea that Jesus, and that's another one of my colored tabs was it's the subtitle is Jesus in the Darkness with You. So you're not suffering any of this alone. The Lord suffered all of this ahead of us, and so He's there. He's there for us when we're suffering. We're not meant to suffer by ourselves, you
right,
know,
right.
But with Him.
Right.
So.
And when we realize that our suffering is precious, and we can offer it for maybe an intention or another friend of or family member of ours that we want to pray for, it does something. It matters. Like offering up even a small suffering is huge. And then suddenly we're taken out of ourselves. We like transcend. The suffering is still there. It doesn't take it away. But, or as Paul Claudel, the famous French poet, said, Jesus didn't come to take away suffering. We still suffer, but he filled it with meaning. Now we know it has purpose. Jesus has given it purpose. We can participate in the redemption of the world and conversion of sinners. We can make other people's lives better through our suffering and hoping that they get closer to Jesus.
And speaking of, you know, even the saints suffered depression. And a lot of really wonderful saints, and most of us,
can you think of some?
Oh, offhand, one of my favorite saints, Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. She suffered depression,
and Saint Dimphna, I think, is the patroness of mental illness.
Yes. There's quite a number of them, and there's even a section in the back where Sister Catherine has thoughts from the saints about anxiety and depression. So
Father Grischel used to say he thought the Curé of Ars may have had some kind of mental illness, not because of what he did as a saint, but might have been a bit depressed or something too.
Yeah,
and he was a psychologist.
But depression doesn't stop you from becoming holy.
Exactly,
that's the point.
Right,
it's the saints have suffered depression and they still are canonized. So it's not an impediment to becoming holy or to becoming a saint.
Saint Benedict Labre, there's so many. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, we're out of time, but I just want to mention the book again that we're reviewing. It's called "Surviving Depression: A Catholic Approach" by Sister Catherine Hermes, who herself suffered depression at a very young period of her life. And you can get that from PaulineStore.com. So thank you again for joining us, the Daughters of St. Paul, Sister Helena and Sister Julia. Thank you so much. And until next time, God bless.
God bless y'all.
And those were the Daughters of St. Paul, Sister Helena Burns and Sister Julia, the Book Nun, which you hear on Thursdays. And remember, their store online can be found at Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E, store.com. That's PaulineStore.com. They come to us from Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. In the meantime, tomorrow we have Father Adriano Zandana coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, and the Canção Nova community, as he does every single Friday. So we will see you tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.